30-day to success challenge.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Kendra Justine on the line. Thank you all for tuning in. I have a good discussion going on tonight. Last night we talked a little about you know, manifesting your desires, the law of attraction, and, you know, what you may have been doing to attract the things in your life that you desire. So tonight we're really getting into it, and we're talking about 5 steps that you could take. These are the 5 steps that I'm going to be talking about for the 30 days. Before I go into this, I also want to make sure that you have checked out KendraJustine.com. I'm going to have all of this hooked up on that website as well live. Soon there's going to be a chat connected to this and everything, so make sure you do check out the site and subscribe on YouTube as well. But I'm just going to go ahead and hop into it. I do want to start now so that I could possibly take callers on this episode as well, but I have 5 points to hit. So the first thing, just to give a brief overview, I've learned, you know, I've been on this road for a long time trying to figure it out, and all of our stories are the same. All of us have been trying to figure out how to make our dreams come true, how to find happiness, how to get what you really want. And it's hard because, you know, we understand there's so much distraction going on for what you got going on to the TV, you know, the radio, even people right around you in your environment, people that you would think, you know, would support you. Sometimes we don't feel like we get that from the people around us, so we deal with distractions all around. So the main thing, as one of the callers, shouts out to Nadia, touched on last night, is focus. And so with these 30 days, that's the only thing that you need to be able to successfully do this. And if you keep focused and dedicated, then you'll be attracting all kind of things into your life that you probably forgot that you even wanted. You know, things will naturally come to you. So I study, you know, a lot of other people, you know, wealthy people, you know, just people who made it from a place of nothing, and then they have a place of abundance, you know, more than they ever thought they would have, more than they ever even dreamed of for themselves. So, you know, I study these people because that's what I desire as well. You know, I have a picture of greatness in my head. I have a idea of a lot of things that I would like to do, you know, in the future regarding my personal life, regarding the community, my children. So we all have dreams. So what I've done is compile a list of 5 things that were pretty common with each person that I looked into. And I will give you all more information on these people as well, if not this episode, definitely the next. But we're going to hop into the first point. The first thing that you need to do is decide who you are. What do you want to do? What do you love to do? And I know, you know, that's a common question. And when you ask people that, especially me, you know, even when I ask my friends or relatives, people that's close to me, they're like, you know, I don't do anything. Like, I don't know. I don't have a gift. And that is absolutely incorrect. That's so not true. The problem that most people have is that you're comparing yourself to another person. So you see Beyonce and you're like, I want to be a singer, but I can't sing. Now I don't have a gift. Or this person plays basketball, but I can't play basketball, so I don't have a gift. We constantly compare ourselves to our neighbors, and that's where most of us make the mistake. So even in doing what I do now, I'll tell y'all a little about me from personal experience. In doing what I do now, you know, I've been recording videos of myself and recording myself just on tape recorders for a long time for fun. Like, if you look through my hard drive, you'll see old videos of me just being goofy in front of the camera, getting used to speaking in front of the camera, speaking in front of people. I've been giving speeches since I was young. So I love to talk. Most of the people that are close to me either love it or hate it. Most of them are like, you talk a lot, but at least you're talking about something. So now I figured out, like, wow, you know, the same thing that some people get on me about is my gift. I love to talk. I love to uplift people. I've been helping all my friends. I'm the type of person that used to feel like I help everybody, and then when it's my turn, I don't have anybody to turn to. You know, that's how I used to feel, even though that's not the case from what I understand now. So what I'm telling you is this. You have a gift. That voice in your head is like, no, I don't know what I do. Trust me. Just don't even look for it. All you have to do is ask, okay? Ask. If you don't know what your gift is and you want to find it, just ask. God, what is my gift? Universe, what is my gift? Creator, what is my gift? What is it? And you will be shown. And once you get those signs, you have to act on those signs, okay? So that's the first thing. Decide who you are. And that's very critical. Even if you have to wait until you move on to step two, make sure you do that. The second point, write it down somewhere so that every single morning that you wake up is the first thing that you see. So it will say, I am dot, dot, dot. You know, whatever that you might be, whoever you are, because what one thing that we realize is that anybody that you see who's achieved greatness, Michael Jordan didn't just wake up like, you know what, I want to be a great basketball player and just ended up about, like, he knew, okay, I want to be a great basketball player, so this is what I have to do. I'm going to work on different things each day so I can become the greatest. It's something that you put effort into doing. You see what I'm saying? So make sure you do that. You write it down every morning if it's just on a note card. If you read something every morning, if you read scriptures, make sure you write it in your note card. Put it right in there so you can just look at it and see automatically. That you need to have because that's the seed that you're sowing. Instead of focusing on who you're not, who you don't want to be, what you are, but you want to be over here, you have to start speaking who you are into your life. Okay? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. There are a lot of things, there are a lot of jewels out here that it gives us the signs, but we don't catch it. Okay? Now, I'll move into the third point. Pray. Some people, you know, you might not want to call it prayer. You might call it meditation. But make sure that you get silent time, okay? Silent time to reflect. Silent time to be grateful. You know, a lot of times in my prayers, I've learned to just give thanks and, you know, pray for protection for myself and for my relatives and people I love and people who are even so-called enemies, everybody. You see, because all of us are God's children. So pray. That'll get your mind right. These steps that I have that you do every morning, the reason that we're doing these steps is to make sure that we start off on the right foot. How many times have you been doing something, you know, like even if you watch The Secret, they gave an example. You wake up in the morning. You stub your toe. Now you're like, oh, snap, I stubbed my toe. Now you're trying to go get toothpaste. You mess up the toothpaste. Now you're running late, and your whole day just trickles down horrible. Now you had the worst day ever. If you understand the law of attraction, what you would understand about it is that you have that choice. Life is about choices. We make a choice every second of the day. Each choice you make is a path, period, point blank. You see what I'm saying? So we want to stay focused. We want to start our day off positive. We want to start our day off knowing who we are before we even get our day started. Let me move into the next point. We have about 6 minutes left. I appreciate everybody who's tuned in. I'm looking at you, and I definitely want to take a call at least, so I appreciate y'all, okay? Step four. This is a big one, okay? And this is advice that I got from a multimillionaire who literally had nothing, and now he has more than he could imagine, all right? He said, if you could think of an ideal scenario of yourself in the next 5 years, what would that be? If you know, you were talking to somebody, and 5 years from now, you did everything that you want to do in 5 years, what would those five things be? You could dream as big as you want. I want to have a production company. You know, I want to be an international singer. I want to be whatever it is, but you have to know what it is first. Write it down. I don't care what it is. I want to be married. Anything, because the fact of the matter is that you can have anything that you want. We came here to experience abundance, but a lot of times we're lacking it. We're living in lacking because we keep repeating lacking behaviors in our lives. So what we have been doing, for the most part, most of us has not been working. So you have to try new things, and that's where this process comes in, because once you start to see that you can consciously choose to be happy every day, and not in a cheesy way of happiness, a true peace, that it doesn't matter who's around you, everything looks like a blessing. Instead of seeing the negative, you see the positive, because that's how you're vibrating. You're on a higher energy level, okay? So write down the ideal scenario. Reach for the stars. Do not shortchange yourself on that. Okay, after you do that, you know, I definitely want you to envision it, but let me go on to point five because we have about 5 minutes left. So this is the last point. After you write down your scenario, what you want to do in the next 5 years. I want you to write in that notebook on each page after that, a one-page plan. It can be simple. It doesn't have to be, it can be a bonding, it don't have to be nothing big. You. It doesn't even have to be a lot. Whatever you can come up with, that don't make it longer than a page. Write down one page of each thing that you have. So let's say you say, okay, I want to have an entertainment company. I want to have a production studio. You write that down. And so now what do you need? So you might be like, okay, well, I have to save up this much money so that I can get this. So what I'm going to do is work this job. When I get this, I'm going to get my business cards. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? Just write down a plan. Write down a plan for each thing that you would love to say that you accomplished in 5 years. And write this thing like it's present tense. Like, enjoy it. Act like you're really telling somebody this stuff and this is you. This is what you have done. Talk to yourself about it, and you're going to start to feel the enthusiasm of it because that's already yours. You just have to figure out how to let it come to you. We work so hard trying to achieve things. All we have to do is make sure we work on ourselves, keep our own core intact, and then everything will come to us. We have about 3 minutes, so I do want to take one call. Let me see who we have on the line. Hello? Hello, thank you for calling into the show. Who am I speaking with? Okay, let's see if we got another caller. Hello? Hello, thank you for calling into the show. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Okay, y'all, so I don't know what's going on with these calls, but I don't know if people are probably listening in and they didn't expect to get to get clicked in, so we're just going to stand by on that. Wait, let me see. I'll take one more. Let's see. If this doesn't work, then we're just going to finish off with the show. Hello? Okay. All right, so again, I don't know if that's my technical difficulties because this is my second episode on Blog Talk Radio, but I hope that you got those 5 steps. We got about 2 minutes, so I'm just going to quickly overview the 5 steps. Decide who you are. That's important. You have to have a destination. If you just get in your car and you drive, where are you going to go? But if you say, okay, I'm going to Los Angeles, even if you have to take a detour, even if you got to stay over at a hotel, you know where you're going. So that's first things first. Decide who you are. And once it hits you, because it's going to come to you, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is it. I've been overlooking this my whole life. I've been doing this my whole life, okay? So make sure you decide who you are. 2, I want you to write that down on a note card. I have mine on a big poster on my ceiling, so I'm looking. As soon as I wake up and open my eyes, that's the first thing I see, okay? I give motivational speeches internationally and travel the globe, okay? That's who I am, and that's what I speak into my life every single morning, and I take steps towards that. So figure out what yours is. Pray. Make sure you do something to keep positive. Pray, meditate, if that is. Make sure that you look at something that feeds your spirit. People go to church on Sunday. You need to have some kind of church for yourself. Even if it's not, you don't have to call it church, but you need to have some kind of motivational service for yourself every morning. There's a list of great people who speak on YouTube that can give you so much insight. Okay, so make sure you get in a good spirit before you even walk out your room. All right. 4, write the ideal scenario of your life in the next 5 years out and speak it like it's happening, okay? 22 seconds, almost closing out, y'all. Write a one-page plan about each thing that you list and what you'll do to achieve that goal, okay? Thank you all for tuning in. I'll let you know when the next episode is. I had to do one because it's the first of the month, so this is the perfect time to start. I love y'all. KendraJustine.com. Peace. Thank you for checking in, y'all.